Merry Christmas, Bill.
Merry Christmas, Jim. Jim, do you know what day it is?
Today is December 5th, and I like to think it's the first day of the rest of my life.
It is the first day of the rest of my life. There is a very significant date in American history.
Something that happened on this date.
On this date in 1933.
33.
It was the end of Prohibition in the United States of America. 81 years ago today.
This is worth celebrating.
It became legal to drink again.
Uh-huh.
But it's also the Christmas season, and right. I happen to have with me something pretty special. I like to think it's pretty special.
Uh-huh.
As you know, Grandma Cat's in town.
Yes.
And she brought with her something from our favorite brew pub down in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Stillwater?
The Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater Tavern down in northern Virginia.
Right.
And I would hope she had brought the Christmas ale, mm-hmm. but it hasn't been released yet.
Okay.
So instead we have the St. Nick's Weizenbach.
I've never heard of that.
Nor have I, but I'm willing to give it a try. And it is a Christmas ale.
Sure. So St. Nick got it.
In the spirit of the season, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
And Jim, here's a quiz.
Yeah.
What do I have in my hand?
You have our favorite style of growler.
And what is my philosophy with a growler?
Oh boy, yes. Well, your philosophy on the growler is if you're going to open a growler of beer, you're going to finish a growler of beer. So grab your favorite glass.
And what is a growler is meant for?
Enjoying with a special company.
That's right. Yes. A growler is to be shared with a friend.
Yes.
And since you are my friend,
I'm very happy to be your friend.
I'm very happy that you are my friend. I'm going to open up this growler.
Oh, it sounds like Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's give it a pour.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'll hold this for you.
I'm going to say, pouring out of the growler isn't always as easy as it looks. That's a healthy looking beer, isn't it? Hand me the other. That first pour is always awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right.
That's nice.
Put the lid back on.
Okay, so.
This is a very deep amber wheatish ale, would you say?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's got a very fruity scent to
it.
Yeah,
very citrusy.
Yeah, I was going to say, banana? I'm interested. Well, let's give it a little sip.
All right.
Very smooth.
Yeah, it has a little banana flavor to it.
It does. I like it.
I like it, too.
It's not, like, disgustingly sweet. It's not like it's not like that candy banana.
Right.
It's almost a hint of banana bread.
Yeah, that's a good description. It's not overly banana. It's just got a little wisp.
Wow, you didn't expect that.
No.
And you look at it, it's dark.
Yeah.
And it's got a slight bitter taste to it. It's sweet and bitter, but it's smooth. It's not like hoppy, but there's a slight hoppy taste right. in the back, you know?
And creamy. It's thick.
Yeah.
It's very...
Yeah, it's very... I mean, you can't see through this beer.
No.
It's like one of those, those heavy wheat beers that you see on the Oktoberfests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. It's a good beer.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. Not what you'd expect at all.
No, not at all. So
it's going to be very easy to drink this growler of beer.
Well, that's good. I kind of enjoy that.
Yes, so do I. All right, I'm going to have to snap a picture of this.
I don't think that's a bad idea at all. There we go. Oh, look at that. Right. Even got a little of the chimney. And up the chimney he goes. So I had a great conversation with Jacob about...
He sat in with us for the Glenlivet.
Right.
So what was the crux of your conversation?
Well, it was... He likes to ask me questions. Mm-hmm. And one of those questions was about Santa Claus and how he gets up and down all those chimneys.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, it was a good question. Yeah. And, I gave him the standard, a visit from St. Nick answer. You finger by the side of his nose and a wink and a nod. And
right.
Up the chimney he goes.
Right, right.
So I think he was satisfied with that answer, which is good.
Well, that seemed to have worked for, you know, ages.
It's worked for all of time. Yeah. Yes. So why would I give a different answer than everybody else?
Right.
But coming back to this, this is a great beer. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, I've never tasted a beer like this.
I haven't either. I'm not one for very fruity beers, but this is an interesting banana.
Yeah, I would never think banana and beer was a good combo.
But this is.
It is. And you don't slip on the peel. I had to throw one out there.
A little banana humor for you.
You know, yeah. Well, Jim, I'm going to pour myself another. I might do the same for you.
Yeah.
So.
This beer is very heavy.
This beer right here? Yeah, right.
It's tough, too, because we tend to do this after, you know, a great meal. And tonight we had, my friend, you were with the heavy hitters today. That lasagna was outstanding. It was a little bit different than the last one I had.
My friend Jim here is really Garfield in disguise.
I have not met a lasagna that I don't like.
There is no such thing. And I did make it a little different this time.
Yeah.
I kept it much drier.
It was drier. And
I doubled up on the cheese.
Cheese. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more cheese. I noticed that.
And I put a spicier meat in the middle. Did you notice that?
I thought there was a little something there.
What I did was I took, basically, I made the meatballs.
Uh-huh.
And I used some of that same meatball mix. And then I had some hot Italian sausage from the local butcher shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of mixed 50-50 the meatball and the sausage, and I made that in the middle layer of the lasagna. So it's basically a meat sandwich socked between two layers of cheese lasagna.
Amazing. And your sauce is always terrific.
Yeah, this was a good batch of sauce tonight.
Yeah,
this was real good.
And that sausage on the side.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Same butcher, but that was the mild.
Okay, yeah, that was tasty. I like that.
It's tasty. Yeah. It's good stuff, you know? I mean, we are blessed by having a whole bunch of Italian butchers in the area.
Oh, yeah, where there's no shortage of Italian delis or anything like that around here, and thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. You don't get this big eating bad food.
I'll tell you that. That's for sure. We don't eat poorly around here. Mm-mm. We don't drink poorly around here either.
No, we don't. This is good beer. I like this a lot.
I like it too.
Yeah. I wouldn't, just looking at the name, I would think it was some sort of, you know, like a Hefeweizen or something like that, a blonde or something like that. But this is not at all. Well,
I don't know what I expected. I expected, I guess, more of an amber type of an ale, you know.
Well, it's amber in color alone.
Yeah, but it's got a.
It's definitely not
creamy.
It's almost a cream ale.
Yeah.
But I can't get over how dense it is. It's a thick, heavy beer.
Oh, yeah, you can't see through it.
No, you can't see through it. And I mean, even tasting it in your mouth, you feel it's a heavy beer.
Yeah, it's thick.
Uh-huh.
It is like drinking banana bread.
It is. It's like a sip of banana bread. It's like banana pudding in a glass. All right, so this has been a pretty good beer.
Mm. Actually, this one is unique because of the unique fruit.
Yeah, this is definitely it's a curious combination of flavors.
And it works.
And it does work. You wouldn't think it. You know, I've never gone to a bar saying, you know, throw me down one of those, you know, Pilsners and throw a peel on it. But it's a good beer. It's a very tasty beer. I was shocked. It's smooth. It's sweet. It's bitter. It's complex.
It is complex.
But it's...
For a beer.
It's also flavorful. It's heavy. I mean...
It's heavy. We've drank about two-thirds of that route.
Yeah. I'm going to finish it because it's my rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not a quick slam of a growler, but it's a good beer. I like it. I think given the opportunity, I would try it again.
I would too. Yeah. And I look forward to it. But, banana beer is for everybody.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Tally Man, telling me a banana. And so as I pour our last beers of the evening,
yeah,
I think we can wrap this up.
I think we can too. This may very well be our Christmas wish to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas to everyone. Last year we were reviewing a Christmas ale.
Yeah, from
this
CB.
This year we're reviewing a St. Nick's.
Right. Wiesenbach.
St. Nick's Wiesenbach. And, you know, Merry Christmas to all of you out there.
That's right. And to all a good night.
And to all a good night. And I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch.
Thank you for listening. Pour me a banana, will you?
Sure.
That's the end of the growler.
Yes, we have no banana.